The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Yud Beis. Gemara says, Shalu Tamid es Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tamid of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. V'pneimad es chai v'usseinein shal Yisrael shal v'oist ador kloy. We know in the times of the Megillah, there was a terrible gzeira, lahashvid lari galabi, a gzeira to wipe out Klal Yisrael. What did Klal Yisrael do wrong to deserve this terrible gzeira that they should be wiped out? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Amar lehem imru atem, he told the Talmidim to suggest the reason. So they said, Mifnei shenenem misudosi shal oisei rosh. Achashverosh made a meal, he made a tremendous suda, a special suda for the people of Shushan for a week, and he invited all the people of Shushan, which included the Klal Yisrael, the people that lived, residents of the city of Shushan, and they came and they had hanah from that suda. And that's why they deserved to be, Klal Yisrael deserved to be destroyed. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, if that's the reason, why did every last living Jew in the entire kingdom of Achashverosh deserve to die because of that? Only the people in Shushan were over that Avera. So only the people in Shushan should deserve to get killed for that. So the Talmidim, they admitted that they didn't have a reason. They said, Amarato. They said, you tell a reason. So he said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answered them, Neshishtachbul Itzelem. Earlier, before Achashverosh was king, there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar put up a big statue, a big Tzelem, and he commanded representatives from the entire, every single nation of the world to bow down. And the Psukim say in Sefer Daniel that everybody bowed down. The only people who refused to bow down were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That means that everybody else in Klal Yisrael bowed down to the Tzelem and they didn't object. So therefore, that's why everybody in Klal Yisrael was Nischayev, Kloya. They deserved a terrible Einish because of this terrible Avera of Ishtachabul Tzelem, of bowing down to this Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore the Talmidim asked, Chimas upon me Yishbedover, so then they taka should be chayiv, so how did they get off? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, that no, Hamli also El Lefonim. It was only outward, they were stuck, so they had to do it. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made as if he got angry, Klai Yisrael then did Shuvah, and then everyone was saved. It seems from the Gemara, the Maskana, that the Gemara says that in the end, the reason why the Gzeirah came about, the reason why Klal Yisrael deserved this Gzeirah was because of the Avera of Ishtachul Tzelem. We find in the Medrash, Shir Shirim Rabbah, Perek Zayin, the Medrash brings these two reasons. The same reasons that the Gemara over here in Megillah says what Avera Klal Yisrael did to deserve this Gzeirah during the times of Haman. The Medrash also brings the reason that they ate from the Suda of Achashverosh, and the Medrash also brings the reason of Ishtachabul Tzelem. The Medrash adds, the Medrash is more specific. Our Gemara says, Neshenenu Musudal Shoyserosh, they had Hano, they had benefit from the Suda of Achashverosh. The Gemara doesn't say exactly what that Aver was. What's wrong with going to the Suda? What was wrong with having Hano from the Suda? What Aver was involved? The Medrash is more specific. The Medrash says that they ate Macholis Asuris by the Suda. They ate Macholis Asuris. They went to the Suda. The Suda didn't have any Hashkocha. So the food wasn't kosher. The food was chaf. And the food that was served was Macholis Asuris. So they were over the Isser of eating Macholis Asuris. The Medrash also asks the Kasha that the Gemara over here asks, that this Aveira of eating from the Suda of Achashverosh was only limited to the people of Shushan. It didn't extend to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So why did everybody in Klal Yisrael deserve this punishment of the Kloya, of getting destroyed? So the Medrash actually has an answer. Our Gemara doesn't seem to say an answer. But the Medrash says that there's an answer. The reason why everybody in Klal Yisrael deserves to get punished because the people in Shushan went to the Suda is based on a klal of Klal Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Is the Halacha, and the Gemara discusses this in Shavuos and Daf Mem, that if somebody is over an Aveira, there is a chiyuv, there's an obligation on somebody else who knows, a different Yisrael, who knows that this person is over an Aveira, everyone else who knows about it is obligated to stop them. That means that not only is a person obligated not to be over an Aveira himself, a person is obligated to make sure that no other Yisrael is over an Aveira. And if someone else is over an Aveira, and the person didn't stop him, the person had the ability to stop him, they didn't stop him, it's as if that person who could have stopped him also was Eved Aver. And the truth is, the same thing applies the other way, the same thing applies for mitzvahs. The klal is, the Gemara says that if somebody was already yoytz a certain mitzvah, he himself has fulfilled a certain mitzvah, he still could be mitzi somebody else. Even if somebody already made kiddush, he could turn around and make kiddush for somebody else, and the other person wasn't yoytz yet. So how does that work? So the Rish Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah that there's a klal called Yisrael Raven Zelazet. That means if one person who was yoytz's mitzvah, but the second person wasn't yoytz's mitzvah, so that even the person who was already yoytz, he has an obligation that the second person should be mikayim his mitzvah as well. So he could make kiddush for the second person because of this klal of aravos. So the klal of aravos works for mitzvahs, and the Gemara says it works for aveiros as well. Says the Medrash, even though the only people who were oved aveiros were the people of Shushan, but the rest of the klal Yisrael, the rest of the world, they also have a chiyuv to stop them because of the rule of Kol Yisrael Reivin Zelazeh. Because they didn't stop them and they let them go to the Suda, and then they ate Machol Sasuris by the Suda. Because of that, that's as if everybody in Kol Yisrael was over that Aveira. Once everyone was over that Aveira, that's why everyone was chayiv and everyone is included in the Gzeir of Hom. The kasha is, if it's such a good teretz, then why doesn't the Gemara? Why does the Gemara enter that teretz? The Gemara seems to say that it's a good kasha. Why only the people of Shushan should have been killed, should have had Gzeir. And that, the Gemara seems to fall off from that teretz. In fact, really we could ask even a starker kasha on the Medrash itself. The Medrash says that the reason why everybody else is chayv is because of arvos. We said before that the halach of arvos only applies if you see somebody else doing an Aveira, you are mechuyiv to give him teichacha, you are mechuyiv to stop it. If you can't physically stop him, at least you tried. You could say you tried to stop him, you tried to convince him, and he didn't listen, so then you don't get the Aveira yourself. If you didn't try to stop him, then you do get the Aveira. It's as if you yourself were over the Aveira. However, we don't see anywhere that the party, the Suda that was made in Shushan, was publicized so much that everybody in Klal Yisrael knew about the party, and we also, that everybody who lived even in other countries far away from Shushan knew that the Bnei Yisrael who lived in Shushan were planning on going, and they were going to go, and that the people outside Shushan tried to stop, they could have the ability to try to stop the people of Shushan from going, and they didn't. In fact, it's very unlikely that the people who live far away from Shushan would have had any possibility of getting in touch with the people in Shushan to try to stop them from going to the Suda. So in such a case, really the halach of Arvus doesn't apply. If the halach of Arvus doesn't apply, so how could the Medrash say that the concept of Klal Yisrael, Reivin Zelazeh, is what made everybody in Klal Yisrael chayiv to be included in the Gzeira? It might possibly suggest an answer. That really, the Gemara is not necessarily disagreeing with the Medrash. And it's possible that the Gemara, what the Gemara says and what the Medrash say, goes hand in hand. The Gemara says that, what was the other reason why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that Klal Yisrael deserved to be punished? He says, in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, it was at Tzelem, and everyone bowed down to it. What's the aveira of bowing down to a tzelem? It's a posh of pshat. Tzelem is avodah zara. Is the isur to bow down to avodah zara? It's a very chomer to get isur. Technically, it should be a hard gal yavar. A person should be mechuyev to give up his life, not to bow down to a tzelem. And Klal Yisrael bowed down, and they didn't object. They didn't try not to. It's the only three people tried. The Hanani, Mishael, Vazari didn't bow down. Therefore, that's why they were all chayiv, and they all had to have this gzeira. The truth is, it is not so simple. Taisus Msachim Daf Gimel Midbeis actually has a discussion whether the tzelem, this tzelem that Nebuchadnezzar made, was it Avodah Zarah or was not Avodah Zarah. Taisus has one teretz, and many Rishonim say that the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar was not Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah, so what was the big aveira? The aveira couldn't have been Avodah Zarah. And still we see that there was a big chiddush, that the Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were ready to give up their life, not to be over. Obviously there was some aveira that was worth giving up their life. So the Rishonim discussed this in Sanhedrin, in the sugya of Yaharg Val Yaver, we find that besides for the concept that a person is mechuyev to give up his life not to be over on one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, one of which is Avodah Zarah, besides for that, the Gemara says there are other rules, there are other guidelines, that we invoke the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's a special mitzvah to make Kaddish the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in certain instances where the Goyim are trying to get Yidin to be over on certain Averis, even if they're not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, either it's Bifarhesia, or if it's a Shas Hashmad, where they're trying to get Klai Yisrael not to do any mitzvahs, in such a case, a person is allowed to give up his life in order to be kind of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And the Rishonim will give different reasons exactly how, in what way the Tselem was considered. The Rambam seems to say that the Tselem of Nebuchadnezzar was considered a Shas Hashmad. Others say that it really wasn't Avodah Zarah, but it was considered a Farhesir, because everybody knew about it. In any event, the bottom line is that, according to most Rishonim, at worst, the Avera was, the Avera of bowing down to the Tselem was Avera of not being Mekadish, Shem Shemai. It was an element of Chilul Hashem that Klal Yisrael should have been more sensitive to the chait of every the impression of bowing down to the Tselem, and they were not that sensitive. And that is, in a certain essence, the Avera of the Shtachavu itself. If this is the case, so then it's possible we can come back and explain the Shagotai of the Gemara. The Gemara over here says originally, what's the reason? So the first reason the Gemara said was that they had Hanna, Misudasa, Shaloisi Rosh. First of all, the Gemara doesn't say that they ate Machol Sasuris. The Gemara says the problem was that they had Hanna. They had some type of benefit from the Suda of Achashverosh. That's number one. The Gemara doesn't specify exactly what Avera it was. And then the Gemara asks that, oh, it's only people in Shushan, it's not people everywhere. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that we have a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevin Zelazeh, that everybody in Klal Yisrael is responsible for everybody else. And therefore, they should have stopped the people from Shushan from going to the Suda, and at least told them not to. And therefore, everybody is Chayiv. But the question is, as we said before, where do we find that? Where do we see that they tried to stop them? Where do we even see they had the ability to tell them to stop, to try to stop them? We don't find that anywhere. So it could be that that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai answered. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that we find that years before the Suda of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael, as a unit, the Derech Klal bowed down to the Tzelem. They showed that they were not sensitive enough to this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. This mitzvah of staying apart from all the other nations of the world bow down to the Avodah Zarah. And really, Klal Yisrael should have said that we're not bowing down. We don't want to be part of this. This is a Chilul Hashem. We want to make a Kiddush Hashem and say that we're separate. Even though this is not the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. This is not Avera. It's not Avodah Zarah to bow down to the Tzelem. The Tzelem, Tosafot says, not Avodah Zarah. Afal Pi Kein, still, they should have said that we want to make a Kiddush Hashem and we won't want to be part of it. If that's the case, we see that they weren't that sensitive and to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and in a certain way they made a Chilul Hashem and they didn't want to be different from the other nations of the world. So then later on, when it came to the Suda of Achashverosh, really the people shouldn't have gone to the Suda. Why shouldn't they gone to the Suda? Could be the problem wasn't necessarily Machol Sasuris. The Gemara doesn't say that they went and they ate. Sounds like they went and they had certain type of Hana. Could be, you could have Hana even without eating, in which case they weren't necessarily over in Isser Machol Sasuris. They were over a problem of Nenu Misidol Shoyse Rosh. But that's the problem of that they were getting close to the Goyim and they were trying to attach themselves to the Goyim and not stay apart from them. So if that's the problem, Kodesh Baruch said, no, there's already a Gzeir. The Gzeir only applies to the people of Shushan, and then only the people of Shushan should be destroyed. But no, but then no one else stopped them. I can ask that no one else had the ability to stop them, but we see that everybody else in Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't have stopped them even if they had the opportunity to stop them, because everyone else in Klal Yisrael, they also weren't sensitive to this mitzvah of staying apart from the Goyim. So if everybody, any other person in Klal Yisrael would have been in Shushan, they also would have gone to the Suda. So it's as if they also were over. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, because originally they bowed down to the Tzelem, that's the reason that later on, when they had Hana from the Suda of Achashverosh, everybody else in Klal Yisrael, even those people who weren't in Shushan, actually deserved to be included in that gzera, because if they would have been there, they also would have gone to the Suda.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.